inside your great imagination. You're the one who gave me my first breath. You have overseen my life and brought me to redemption. And I know that you're not finished with me.
Back with Worship Factor and KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly, along with Grace Fest leader, starter, extraordinaire,
event promoter, event.
You name it, for the fourth season up there at Palmdale Amphitheater in Palmdale, California. Rod, but you wanted to get in some topics as far as some hot topics.
Well, I think it's interesting. Former Antelope Valley resident myself, and involved in another story. So, not to get diverted, but and there's some great churches up there, great people, great pastors, and everything. Yes. But churches being churches, it's great you've got so many involved, but it's like bumping your head against the wall sometimes trying to work with churches. Can you talk about that and maybe some good stories, or maybe something we can pray about?
Yeah, you know what? It is a challenge. Each and every year we're faced with that. But we welcome that challenge because we really believe that through prayer that the Holy Spirit will just take over and open up, you know, the hearts of those.
I like this woman.
Yeah, the staff that works at the different churches. You know, our job is just to fulfill this vision that God has given us to bring this event together. And to bring the message to the churches of what it is we're doing and why we're doing it. And from that point forward, the Holy Spirit takes over.
Right on.
And so we really trust that. And it is challenging, but we are making a lot of progress. God is bringing more and more churches together to Grace Fest to support and represent what we're doing in many different ways. So we're really blessed by that.
That's good. Being consistent in the message. That's important.
Very consistent.
And then it's not a program or something that leans toward a denomination or
correct.
Any certain thing. So it's great because what you're doing cuts across a lot of barriers, reaches to the artist community, supports them and the creatives, and does a lot of good there. Because I know that's one of the struggles we've had with Worship Factory. We're reaching out. We want to support churches, and we actually want to help their worship team and their people.
Yeah.
But then there's all these little channels you have to go through and dances you have to do to have an inroad just to help them. And so it's kind of a mystery how that works, and yet we're the body of Christ.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you know, our main goal is to unite the body of Christ for one day for these churches to set aside their doctrinal differences, come together and worship Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and only He offers hope. So we recognize that, and I think they're all understanding and seeing that.
I wonder what it would be like if the body of Christ found, like, the three things we all agree on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then threw all the rest of it out. What would happen? Could you imagine?
That'd be great.
There would be no walls. It would just be one open worship time.
Yeah.
I think
time
that's
of
known
prayer
as
and worship. That would be right. That's right.
Maybe that's what they call that.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I agree. Okay. That's it.
You know, we do face that a lot as far as the political side of it and everything else that's out there. We at Worship Factory pray that the churches and the leadership within those churches pray about this event and pray about what they're called to do, what the Lord sees in this vision that these people are having as far as reaching and connecting with people that are in the community, that are out there that need the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, that basically is doing nothing except for trying to do that, share their love out there through music and worship. And we just pray for those churches that are out there that are listening today that could actually break down those barriers and those walls and actually reach out to this group that's trying to make a difference, you know, for that day. If it's nothing else, it's not Sunday, it's not a time of worship, it's not time of some of their prayer and church services.
Right.
It's basically on a Friday and Saturday, pray and reach out to this community and this group that's doing some great stuff in Palmdale.
Yeah, you're listening to Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. And That's such a great point. This is about unity. And so if you're listening, if you're catching this radio broadcast, and you're somebody who needs to know this, you can help unify the body of Christ. We need to work together. Connect in these kind of events, Grace Fest, connect in Worship Factory, and let's help break down those barriers and unify the body. I think it's an important thing.
Now, Eva, you put on other functions, not just Grace Fest, right?
Right, right.
What else do you promote or put on?
Well, our biggest event actually is Thunder on the Lot, and it is a secular event, but it's been in existence now for 17 years.
And what is that?
And it is a major scale bike show, motorcycles, and car show up in the Antelope Valley at the Antelope Valley Fairgrounds. But
nice.
What's happened is we've incorporated so many other aspects. For example, a drifting races event, stock car races. We have what they call the poker run in the morning. It's a motorcycle ride that takes off and is on a 100-mile route and works their way back to the fairgrounds.
Cool.
We've got two
stages
of live music. We've got 30 of the charities that we work with, as the Kids Charities of the AV that are represented at the main entrance with their own displays and interactive activities going on. It is an incredible day. We give away a brand new Harley Davidson bike. Yes, we do, and a custom Honda. We give away major prizes. It's a $100 ticket donation that goes back to the Kids Charities of the AV. So that's a big highlight, and we feature some pretty major entertainment at that event as well. And this year we raised another $250,000 for the Kids Charities.
Amazing.
And through Thunder on the Lot, we've raised now a few million.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty big event. I don't know if our listeners have heard of it, but yeah, it's a big event, especially in the bike and hot rod community.
Yes.
Well, I always like to ask our guests to share a God moment, whether it's through Grace Fest or any of these other events that you promote or put on. We want to know, as creatives, has God ever given you insight, or have you ever seen him move through you?
Too many to even think about.
Yeah.
She said, where do I start? Let's see. There's all this. That prayer wall is probably full of them, that's for sure. It's an amazing time to where you can actually spend on that.
Well, I try and be humble in the Lord's presence each and every day. And I am so grateful that he is using myself and my husband to bring things to our community like Grace Fest AV. I see him doing many, many things. I'll have to just share quickly the moment when the Barlow girls were praying at the end of their set, and they called up for anyone who'd like to come up for prayer to the front of the stage. And it was an invitation that was so special. You know, hundreds came forward.
Wow.
But when you see these kids who were set free from cutting, from suicide attempts, from, and receiving salvation prayers, and weeping and hugging and just finding hope and peace, you know, that's what it's all about. Grace Fest is there for a purpose. I'm grateful and honored that God has chosen me and my husband, and I just praise him, and I just look forward to what he's going to do each and every year, and I know it's going to be a lot. So
thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Well, it's changing lives. That's what we're really talking about. It's literally changing lives. And, you know, the young people we forget about all the time, the ones that are actually coming up, and they're probably having the most difficult times often right now in this day and age.
Right.
You know, the cutters that are out there and the things that you just mentioned. And, you know, then you see these young kids that once they've turned their life over and they've actually dedicated their life to Jesus Christ, it's incredible the power of Jesus Christ in their life. I mean, they literally begin to become a different person, even at 13 or 14 or 15 years old. And I'm just amazed by that we are called. That's another thing we've got to do. These events is why we wanted to support this, Rod. I mean, it's bigger picture than us.
Yep.
This Worship Factory is not about Rod. It's not about Kempton. It's not about Monique. It's not about anybody that's near, John and Mariana, Sue, or anybody else. Our whole team, it's about God.
Amen.
And that's what we've focused on. That's what our life is about. That's what this calling is about. And if we can do anything to be able to support events like this, you know, go support this event, Grace Fest, up in Palmdale Amphitheater, without a doubt. Go take the Saturday and Sunday. And the thing is, what's sad about it to me is that, you know what? When you go out in the secular world and you go to concerts, you'll spend all night long at a bar listening to a band, or you'll spend all night long,
no problem.
And you can't wait to get there, and you'll wait for days. I mean, literally, I remember seeing as a kid Jethro Tull way back in the day, and there was like 4 or 5 days we were waiting in line to be able to get the tickets to get inside, waiting outside. Yeah. But when you talk about Jesus Christ, are you talking about an event with the caliber of talent that we're talking about that is the top of their game? I mean, Lincoln Brewster and, right. And you know, these bands are as good as it gets, but yet we won't take the time to go spend 2 or 3 hours to worship God because all of a sudden our clock's running. You know, we go to church and we look and go, okay, is the hour up yet? You know, it's like, you know, it's time to get out of here.
It's funny because growing up, my mom would say, okay, time to go to church. And I always go, eh. But every single time I came back from church, I always said, she would always ask me on the way home, so are you glad you went? And I'm like, yes, I'm always glad. And if you want to be blessed, if you want to go, yeah, I should go. If you want to be blessed by Grace Fest, go to www.gracefestav.com. Or you can, there's information on their website and a number you can call and get your tickets there.
That's right. Wow.
We can't think of it enough. Again, go to Grace Fest in September 16th and 17th. Go out and pray for them. If you can't get there, keep them in prayer. Sponsor. Get involved in some capacity. Buy someone else a ticket.
That's right.
If you can't get there, you know, basically say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be on an anniversary trip that weekend. So, you know, I can definitely
get
a couple of kids a ticket.
Well, is that what this is about?
He's hinting at, Rod.
Man, he got it finally. This whole show. And you're listening to Worship Factory. We'll be right back with our Exposed segment right here at Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back.